British Prime Minister Tony Blair's announcement this week that British troops will begin to withdraw from the southern Iraqi city of Basra as Iraqi troops take over has received mixed reviews. The Bush administration says Mr. Blair's plan to cut the UK's 7,100 troops by roughly 20% in the Shia stronghold is a sign of success, and the Iraqi government has welcomed the withdrawal. But some Iraqis in the region fear that the exit of British forces could allow Shia religious groups to take control. Richard Beeston is diplomatic editor for The Times of London. He visited Basra earlier this month for the first time since 2003, and he joins us from his home in London. Mr. Beeston, thanks very much for being with us.
Not at all.
And first, what have you heard about local reaction there in Basra to the Prime Minister's announcement?
Well, this has been an anticipated process. And in fact, when I was in Basra, I was able to ask a few local people about the British withdrawal, and it seemed to be fairly divided amongst those who thought that a sudden pullout could leave a power vacuum and that there could be more violence and more instability, and those who thought probably the British had served whatever purpose it was that they'd been sent out to do and may not make much difference if they were there or they left.
Mm-hmm. Are Iraqi forces able to take over the burden of responsibility for patrol and control?
Well, the British troops that I was with seemed quite happy with the training and the level of expertise of the Iraqi army. They thought that they had achieved a reasonably high level of professionalism. There was a lot of concern still about the police force. As recently as December, the British had to go in and destroy a police station that had been effectively taken over by a private militia. And they were running their own prisons and executing people and stuff. So it's the police, which, after all, is the first line of security in the city, are still the big concern there.
Mm-hmm. In 2003, seems to me I can remember there were a lot of reports lauding the British troops for patrolling in their berets, soft headgear as opposed to the full battle dress that U.S. troops were using in the rest of the country, particularly in Anbar province, and going fishing in their time off and playing soccer with kids. And I gather things have hardened considerably since then.
Yes, I mean, it was a very, very different place just 4 years ago when the British went in. Of course, they're very used to peacekeeping operations of the type that we've seen the British involved in Northern Ireland, in Kosovo, and other places, and they used that experience in Basra. Some would say that they were too soft in their approach, that they allowed the militias really to gain a foothold, and they weren't there in enough numbers and with enough political commitment back home, I think, to really maintain control over the area. And at a certain point, really, in the last couple of years, the power shifted to the local militias, and they've never really regained the upper hands.
There will still be more than 7,000 British troops on the ground in Iraq. Is Prince Harry likely to be among them?
Yes, he's an officer in a reconnaissance unit. They operate mainly along the Iranian border area to try and stop the flow of arms and smuggling and whatnot. So he'll be pretty busy for the next 6 months doing that job. There's quite a long tradition of it in the British military, of members of the royal family serving. I think it could bring on a very different impact on public perception. This is no longer seen as just the war for working-class families. It's now going to affect the royal family as well.
Richard Beeston, diplomatic editor of The Times of London, thank you very much.
Thank you.